Hello, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minute Match Day, your last minute final word podcast out every Penrith Panthers game day and presented by the Western Weekender. I'm Troy Dodds. Nathan Taylor is with me. Happy match day, Nathan.
Happy match day, Troy.
Whether you are on your way to the game, getting ready to watch it on TV, or you've just woken up and you're excited about the game, we are here to get you in the footy mood. And a big thanks to our match day sponsor this week, Agency 35, social media done cheap. If your business presence on socials is not as good as it should be and you've got no idea what you're doing, give Agency 35 a call today. Right, let's get straight to the rundown. It is the Storm and the Penrith Panthers at Amy Park tonight, Friday the 8th of March, 8:05pm Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Should be an absolute beauty, Nathan. These two teams have got a great history in recent times.
They certainly do. That they've played countless of times, especially in the last few years in terms of finals matches and things like that. And Penrith, somehow, some way, with the great side they've delivered over the last few years, have a great record against Melbourne. And hopefully things can continue tonight down in Amy Park.
Since the formation of the NRL in 1998, they've played 44 times. The Storm have won 29 of them.
Wow.
Penrith 15. But as we mentioned, I don't think it really matters because that has shifted significantly in recent times.
Yes, it certainly has. And the team's played a couple of times last year, and Penrith got the chocolates in a big way in the final. It was 38-4. I remember going into that game really nervous, thinking it could be a 50-50 match, because whenever you play in Melbourne, just because of the history between the two teams, you're always going to be nervous. So Penrith managed to get the job done on that day, and they did earlier on in the year as well with the 26-6 beating. So they've certainly had the wood over the purple men in recent years, that's for sure.
Well, the last two games, if you put them together, I think Penrith have won 64-10.
Wow.
The Storm really struggling to put points on the Panthers in recent times. All right, let's get to the inside word, because you, of course, are at training every single week. Tell us what you saw this week and who you spoke to.
Yeah, so we popped out to training on Wednesday afternoon, actually, and it was quite a media session. There wasn't many journos there. I think a lot of them are coming back from Vegas and having some time off before the season starts in Australia. But look, I managed to talk to Lindsay Smith and Liam Henry, two of the forwards on the bench, young forwards. And look, they're really excited to head down to Melbourne to play. They don't think they've actually been down there before as first graders, so this will be quite big for them.
Not quite Las Vegas, but
It's not, but they've got a casino there. So, obviously they're both very excited. Lindsay Smith coming off an incredible premiership winning year when he played most of his games last year, 23 games in first grade for Lindsay last year. He re-signed with the club, he announced a pregnancy, and he won a comp, but it didn't get much better for the St. Mary's Junior. And Liam Henry, we've seen him four times already, three times in the NRL and one World Cup Challenge match. Unfortunately, the poor bugger from Blaney in the Central West has never actually won a game with the Panthers in first grade. But that's obviously due to a couple of circumstances with Ivan playing him in games where he's rested a lot of first graders for whatever reason. But he's really excited to play against Melbourne and hopefully get his first win in first grade.
What was the vibe like there this week? You've obviously been around a lot of training in this last few seasons of success. What did the vibe seem like on Wednesday?
Yeah, look, it was quite quiet because a lot of the... We actually never see any of the training sessions rarely these days. They sort of hold the media sessions when training isn't on. So a lot of the players were coming in. So we saw the big 150 gamer Moses Leota arrive. He was actually carrying two cups of Krispy Kreme. I think one was a coffee and one may have been a milkshake. I'm not sure, but they were... He may have got them for himself or for a mate or something like that. But he looked pretty relaxed. All the boys were arriving. So, I think they all looked relaxed, which is a good thing, I guess, after being in England a couple of weeks back.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's look at the storylines of the week because there's been a few storylines. Probably the biggest storyline this week has been this whole Melbourne have never lost in round one under Craig Bellamy. This is a record now that extends a couple of decades. I think even the Storm a couple of years before that, before Bellamy arrived, have not lost in round one. Do you read anything into this bizarre little statistic and this wood that Craig Bellamy appears to have over other teams in round one?
Oh, it's an incredible stat, and hats off to them. To be up for 20-odd years in round one is extraordinary, and you think they've won grand finals, they've had players in World Cup duty, Test duty, they've gone to World Cup challenges, but they've still managed to get up for every round one. And I reckon they would have played some really tough teams in round one too, because, you know, Melbourne's a big team, so they usually get matched up with a big team, so they haven't been had an easy path. But yeah, somehow, some way, Craig Bellamy manages to get them firing for that first game, and I'm sure tonight will be no different down in Amy Park.
Just a reminder too, as we hit half time of the match day, 10-minute match day podcast.
Did we get like some water at half time?
Yeah, yeah. Have a little sip of your water there, or the slushy. We've got a slushy machine here in the studio these days. Agency 35, they are our match day sponsor today. Social media done cheap. If your business on social presence on social media is lacking, then make sure you give Agency 35 a call. Also, the storylines of the week, of course, are focused around injuries. Cameron Munster is out of this game tonight. That is a huge blow for Melbourne. Got injured in the shower, believe it or not.
You're kidding, Nathan. Another one.
Yeah, another NRL player who, I believe he was reaching for a towel. Okay. And his groin injury, which has been around for a little while now, unfortunately, just went again. That was in Fiji, I believe, when they were there for the trials. So yep. I don't know how the tile situation was or anything like that. But yep. A bathroom has claimed another NRL star. He was named on Tuesday, but he is out.
Yeah, very unlucky for Melbourne. They would have loved to have a close to full strength side as possible for round one. Munster is a huge out, and I think Penrith fans will be absolutely cheering that he's not going to be there tonight, because not to say Penrith needs an easy ride to win this game, but it is going to be tough. They've just come back from England. They've got some new combinations, some new players are in the mix. They're playing Melbourne, Craig Bellamy's record and all that sort of thing. So any little advantage they can get with Munster being out, I'm sure they'll take.
Jerome Luai was the other storyline of the week. There was talk that he wasn't going to play, but it does appear that he is definitely playing tonight. He was named on Tuesday. That's a pretty big recovery from where he was at, of course, that the shoulder finally gave in on grand final day.
It did, and we saw that in the Undisputed documentary, how he sort of gave in at sort of before halftime and he went back on, but then couldn't keep going. But yeah, remarkable that Jerome is going to play in this one tonight, considering he had the same shoulder surgery as Nathan did a few years back, and it took Nathan about a month to come back from that one. So yeah, credit to Jerome. That's what he does. He's built different, like he said, and yeah, he's going to be there by all reports tonight at 8 p.m.
All right, let's have a look at some match day facts. Now, this Amy Park record of Melbourne's against the Panthers, everyone's been talking about this because Penrith have only been to Amy Park 8 times, but they've only won once.
Yes.
You remember that win?
I do. I remember it was a couple of years ago. Well, not a couple of years ago now, but it was a little while ago. But I remember Christian Crichton, so Stephen Crichton's brother, taking a bizarre intercept towards the end of the game and scoring the sort of match-sealing try. But Melbourne were missing a few, right?
I think they were missing pretty much half their team, but we still took the win. Melbourne have won 75% of their games at Amy Park. The interesting fact, though, Penrith have not lost in Melbourne since 2017. So Melbourne haven't beaten Penrith in their home city since 2017. I do accept there was a bit of COVID in there, and there was a magic round, yes. And things like that have happened. But still, it just goes to show you that this dominance, this fear factor of Amy Park and Melbourne is probably something of the past.
Yeah, and I mean, the sides were obviously considerably different back then too. You're having your Cameron Smiths, Cooper Cronks, all those guys coming up against you, Billy Slater as well, and Penrith, I'm not sure who they were running out 10 years ago, but it's certainly not any of the guys that's going to be there tonight, that's for sure.
It is an 8:05 p.m. kickoff at Amy Park in Melbourne. It is on Channel 9, KO and Foxtel. You'll, of course, be watching on...
On Channel 9, of course, Wild World of Sports.
Well, that'll be wonderful. I'll be watching on Fox League, I reckon, will be my bet tonight. Gerard Sutton is the referee. Adam G is in the bunker. All right, let's get your final word, final tips. Who wins, why, and what's the score going to be?
Look, I've been tossing up all week. Of course, I'm going to go Penrith, and I think they're going to win, you know, 3-2. I'm reckoning a 20-10 victory to the boys for sure.
And where are you watching the game?
I'm watching it at home. I've got my uncle, Peter Lang, who writes a column in the paper, coming around. You know, shout out to the neighbours, because he can get a bit upset if things aren't going well. So pre-warn them. But yeah, we'll get some local takeaway food and enjoy a Panthers victory, hopefully.
All right. Well, I am tipping the Panthers to win in a very low-scoring game. I've got maybe 20-16. Something like that. Maybe even, 16-12. I think it'll be very low scoring. Isaac Tungo to score a try tonight, though.
There you go.
He got that for you. And yes, I'll be watching at home as well, in the wing, as we call it. The panther-fied wing there, going to have some Mexican at Checho's beforehand, though. Shout out to the great Checho's crowd. And we'll have a look at that game tonight. It should be an absolute beauty, the Panthers and the Storm. Just a quick reminder, too, Extra Time is back. It's in the Weekender every week, so everyone should get their hands on that. The siren, there it goes. It's sounding in the background. So that is it.
Just press the button.
That's it for us. Thank you, Scotty. We appreciate that. Great job, Scott McRae, with us today. We'll see you next week. Nathan, enjoy your footy.
Enjoy your footy, Troy. Go to the Panthers.
Panther Storm tonight. Enjoy.